My question is, why are the recommendations of the Labour Court not being implemented to solve the National Advocacy Service dispute or strike that's on at the moment? The union accept the recommendations from the Labour Court. Management in the National Advocacy Service accept the recommendations from the Labour Court. But unfortunately, the Citizens Information Board, who are the funders, for whatever reason, are not accepting it, are trying to amend it or change it, and we're now at an impasse. And I have no idea why this is happening, but I know one thing for sure. It should not be happening. I've met the workers on a number of occasions, including at Leinster House, and I've raised it in the Dáil twice. The last time I raised it with the Taoiseach, we all heard calls for the pilots from Aer Lingus to accept Labour Court recommendations when management did. But, I mean, there's no calls here for Citizens Information Board to accept Labour Court recommendations. And there needs to be, because it is madness that these workers have to be on strike and that the people they serve and work with in their daily work are left without the invaluable service that they provide.
And Deputy, you spoke there about the people who have to be on strike right now. And when Ocean FM visited the picket line and spoke to people striking, there was a clear almost emotion of sadness that a lot of them didn't actually want to be there striking, but they felt they had no other recourse at this point. Do you have a lot of sympathy with that? And are you hoping that the recommendation by the Labour Court can be enforced soon?
I absolutely am. And I have huge sympathy for the workers. Because for a start, these are not high-paid workers. They've had no increase in staff salaries and no cost of living payment to National Advocacy Service staff since 2010. So that's where we start. And they're certainly among lower-paid workers, shall we say. And the increases they're looking for are fully accepted by the Labour Court. They did the right thing. And I've already called on the Taoiseach in the Dáil. I wrote to him subsequently. And I'm going to write to him again today to say that whether it's his intervention or somebody else's, I don't care. But it's crazy that this is happening.